There's the final whistle, and Donegal have defeated their neighbours Tyrone in the quarter-final of the Ulster Championship in a hugely entertaining quarter-final. We've seen some fantastic football in very, very difficult conditions, but it's Donegal who knocked their neighbours Tyrone out of the Championship. Donegal go to the semi-final. Tyrone are done for the year. It's finished Donegal 1-13, Tyrone 1-11. What a game of football for the first Sunday in November, Brendan Kilcoyne.
Hugely enjoyable game of football, Ashley. You know, mentioned before, the honesty endeavour and the ferociousness of the tackling and everything from both sides was absolutely top notch. They really went for it, both sides. Tyrone will consider themselves unlucky, but I think on the balance of play outside the first quarter, Donegal were the better team and deserved their victory. We saw the name standing up for Donegal. You know, we look at Kieran Thompson kicking not 7, I think he kicked 3 from freeze, 4 from play. Absolutely fantastic performance from him, and it was them guys that really stood up today. Now that said, Michael Murphy, Ryan McHugh, Paddy McGrath, when he came into the game, really did well over the last 10 or 15. They used their experience, they were back defending when they had to, clearing any danger, and a really good overall team performance from Declan Bonner's men. They'll be so happy to move on to the next round because they knew this was going to be a massive game. It was going to take a huge effort. They gave that effort, and it was enough to get them across the line, Ashin.
You mentioned the first quarter. Well, in 20 minutes, Tyrone were leading and looking good by 5-1. But after that, after the water break, Donegal found that gear that they needed to hit the front. They had 4 unanswered scores between the 22nd and the 32nd minute. One of those scores was Michael Langan's goal on the 25th minute, which tied up the game. Then they hit back-to-back scores from the Bundoran boys, Jamie Brennan and Paul Brennan, to go into a 1-4 to 5-point lead. At half-time, Kieran Thompson, just before the break, put Donegal back in front by 3 points as they led 1-5 to 6. Into the second half, and it was Tyrone that got the opening 2 scores off the second half. Dara Canavan with the point in the 3rd minute, and then Dara Canavan with the goal on the 6th minute. That left it 1-7 to 1-5 as Donegal were trailing by 2 points. But then Donegal had to look for that gear again, and they found it between the 8th and the 14th minute. 4 unanswered scores. Jamie Brennan once again, probably the man of the match. Kieran Thompson got 2 in that period as well. But Tyrone did not go away. Frank Burns and Mark Bradley stepped up to level the game at 1-9 apiece. After that, there was 6 scores in this match, 4 of which came from Donegal. Kieran Thompson bringing his tally to 7 points. Oisin Gallen wrapped it up in the 34th minute. Donegal winning through 1-13 to 1-11. And it's Donegal that stay in the Ulster Championship. And no doubt they will be tagged as the firm favourites to lift the Anglo-Celt Cup once again in this pandemic year, where we do, of course, have the Ulster Championship in the month of November. They will go through to meet the winners of the other quarter-final today. Derry, of course, are taking on Armagh. That one's at Celtic Park, and it starts at 4 o'clock. Brendan Kilcoyne, this was the game that we were all waiting for. There was the delay. We had to wait and wait and wait for this championship encounter. But this is a huge hurdle to get over for Donegal.
Massive hurdle, and the possibilities are endless now. Listen, Donegal have to keep their feet on the ground. They're going to have big tasks again. I think they're going in against the winner of Derry Armagh. They're going to be a good team. They Armagh gone up to Division 1 this year. My good friend Rory Galler in charge of Derry, whichever team comes through in that, are going to present a formidable challenge in the next round. But Donegal can take huge satisfaction out of this victory today. The game was worth waiting for, Oisin. We waited all year. It's been the strangest year, you know, all ways, so it has. But Donegal and Tyrone served up a treat of football today in extremely difficult conditions. Some fantastic performance through both teams. From a Donegal point of view, you correctly said, Kieran Thompson, to me, was man of the match. Super performance, sure leadership when we needed it. And, you know, before the game, we mentioned the importance of other lads standing up and being counted, and not the total reliance on the Michael Murphy, the Ryan McHugh, the Neil McGee. So we saw that today. We got a huge performance from Kieran Thompson, Michael Langan, Jamie Brennan thought was exceptional, as was Keelan McGonigal and Huey McFadden in the middle of the park. Defensively, we were solid as a rock when we needed to be. Stephen McMenamin was growing into a better footballer every year, and he really dealt with everything that was thrown at him. And we beginning to see Owen Bang Gallagher come back to his best also. Paul Brennan and Pather Morgan did their job fantastically. I suppose the one concern is, you know, what sort of injury Neil McGee has picked up, because he's hugely important to this team. Donegal need him back if they're going to start driving forward. But I think they've a couple of weeks now to get get ready for the
but
next
without
game.
Him in the second half, they dealt very, very well with
dealt admirably with it, yeah. And did really well. Stephen McMenamin really stood up and was counted at the edge of the square, made a couple of very telling, you know, interceptions, and just got in the way, prevented Conor McKenna to getting any head of steam up. And you know, the Donegal can take so much joy out of this victory today, because it's number one, it's over their neighbours, number two, it's knockout football. And how enjoyable is knockout football? It really is brilliant. Back in my day, it was all knockout football, so was Martin, and it was really fantastic, because every team, both teams were playing as if their lives depended on it there today. And it's a really a testament to the courage and the bravery that Donegal showed to eke out that win today. I thought it was really fantastic, really enjoyable game, and good luck to Donegal moving on, and commiserations to Tyrone.
Well, it's not enjoyable for Tyrone at the moment, straight knockout football. There's no more second chances. And Mickey Hart's been around a long time with Tyrone, playing as 110th Senior Football Championship and counter. They'll be disappointed today. Obviously, there's going to be a loser, but they came so close, and they just kept biting away at Donegal. They never went away in the match, and it was up until the end where Donegal sort of got those two crucial scores. So it was, Brendan.
No, they didn't, and you wouldn't expect them to, because you know that we know what they're made of. We've watched them over the last 10 years. We've watched some mammoth encounters between these two sides over the last 10 years, and they don't. They never will go away. You know, we saw them ground out the victory down in McHale Park last week. Even when they were well bet here 2 weeks ago, Oisín, they didn't go away. They still got a goal in the last few minutes to try and make it nervy for the last couple of minutes. They've got some fantastic footballers. They've a lot to build on. They've some good young talent coming through. They've had under 21 All-Ireland finals are winners there a few years ago. So they will come back. Of that, there's no doubt. Mickey Hart has been, you know, he's done a massive job with Tyrone down through the years. I wonder, will he stay on for another year? But do Tyrone need a bit of freshness in that respect too, kind of thing? You know, they're the questions that will be asked, I suppose, in Tyrone over the next few weeks. But they can be proud of their endeavour and their effort here today, because they really put it up to a Donegal team at home, and were, you know, they consider themselves unlucky to get away with it. But if you go back to early in the second half, Donegal conceded a bad goal, and that kind of, you know, if you take that out of it, Donegal were the better side in the second half and thoroughly deserved their victory, Oisín.